Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Master Your Mindset for a weight loss breakthrough. Carve out the healthy life you deserve with Adrian Craig. Adrian is a certified health coach here to guide women on their journeys toward a healthier life. Adrian will lovingly hold you accountable and empower you as you create a natural and sustainable weight loss plan designed to keep you feeling good every step of the way. Nourishing food can be delicious and movement can be fun. Get ready to own your power and create lasting change in your mindset and lifestyle. Now here's your host, Adrian.
Hi, welcome to Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. I am so happy to be here with you today. I want to thank Cornelia Stephanie, who I have here with me today, who helped me bring this vision to life. And I also want to thank everyone at Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show for allowing me to come on and share my message with you and just help women, men, if they need it, see that weight loss can happen and it doesn't need to be painful. It doesn't need to be centered around judgment or deprivation and resentment. Really, using a mindset of curiosity and courage is the best way to move forward if that's your goal. So thank you so much for joining me, Cornelia. I'm happy to have you here with me.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations to your first show for your first podcast. This is a huge celebration for you and for all the listeners, of course, but congratulations for, you know, this is your debut. And so there is a very special celebratory feeling along with you now moving into, you know, doing this on a regular basis and helping so many women that are ready to stop the emotional eating.
Yes, and that's where I want to start today. So today we're going to talk about finding comfort in food instead of feeling, which is something many women and men do for different reasons. And I wanted to kind of share my own story around emotional eating and how I got here and why I'm passionate about helping women with this particular issue. So for me, in my own life, emotional eating didn't really become a problem for me until after I turned 40 and started reaching midlife. My body started going through changes that I wasn't really prepared for, and I didn't know how to handle them. And I really felt out of sorts with myself and my body. And emotional eating became a way of coping for me. And one thing about emotional eating that I've learned is that it's typically something you're doing mindlessly. You're not consciously thinking about it. And for me in my own life, that ended up leading to my gaining 35 pounds in 4 years, which when I look back was an incredible amount of weight to gain in such a short amount of time. And putting on all that weight put a lot of stress on my body physically. And I started having a random pain in my leg that would cause my leg to give out from under me. And it would happen randomly and it wasn't consistent. So I could go weeks or months without it happening, and then it would happen out of the blue. And in my final kind of worst incident was one morning I tried to step out of bed and I almost fell just getting out of bed in the morning. So I hadn't really listened to the signals my body was giving me with this pain and telling me it couldn't carry this extra weight that I had put on in such a short amount of time. So I listened to my body's signals and I ended up seeing a doctor. I found out I had a labral tear in my hip joint and I had to undergo physical therapy. But what I realized was that if I didn't do something about my weight, I was going to keep putting on more weight. And the pain wasn't going to go away. There were probably going to be other issues, health related, I was going to go through in my life. And so I decided I wanted to get that under control. But that was a choice I had to make, using courage and curiosity about my situation and my body, which is one of the things I want to share with people today, along with actually explaining the emotional eating cycle to them. And I know I did share a couple photos, my before and after, that will hopefully help people see that, you know, I was there too, so you're not alone. It's another key message. I want people to understand you're not alone if you're feeling stuck in an emotional eating cycle.
I think you said something key point, and that is you said something about you weren't aware that you were emotionally eating. You weren't aware of it, and that you then became aware of it. And I think right now, being at this stage of the game, what's, you know, what we're all facing here in our own lives, it's pretty safe to say that a lot of people are emotionally eating right now.
Yes, definitely. We have, one of the things I'm going to talk about with emotional eating is triggers. And with the pandemic, we have been in an environment where we have an unprecedented trigger globally. And, you know, people are feeling all sorts of things, isolation, grief, loss, could be personal tragedy. So there's many things that could be driving people to emotionally eat right now. And I know that there has even been the dub of weight gain during COVID called the COVID 15. So it's definitely a real thing. And that's one of the things and one of the reasons I'm passionate about working with people around mindset, because all the, you know, eating and dieting that people do and working out is only going to be sustainable for a certain amount of time if they don't heal their emotional wounds. So mindset is definitely critical.
Yes. Yeah, it's a really good thing when we can really address the emotional core wounding, like, why do we do something? What is it? What is the feeling behind it right now? What are we trying to numb?
Exactly. Exactly. And that's what people really need to think about. I'd like to get into the emotional eating cycle a little bit. And I have created a graphic. I don't know if you'll be able to see it or not right now, but there are four phases in the emotional eating cycle. The cycle typically starts with a trigger. And a trigger can be stress, loneliness. It can even be boredom. Now, the trigger I hear most often from people is stress. And I even hear the term stress eating a lot. So a lot of people just replace emotional eating with stress eating, but same thing, and it's a trigger. And what happens is then when people are feeling that trigger, they seek food as their comfort mechanism. And the reason we get caught in that part of the cycle is for so long, we've been taught to stuff down our feelings, especially if we're having negative or bad feelings, if we're experiencing, you know, anger or loneliness, we just try to brush it aside. And then so many people end up in this cycle of burying it through food. And to me, food is like a silent addiction, because we need it to sustain our health and our life force. And we need it every day for our survival. And I think that's why it ends up lending to that mindless eating, because it's just something we need in our day-to-day lives. But then what can happen is once you get through that immediate fix of the comfort part of the cycle, it starts leading to that real negative part of the cycle that keeps people stuck, and that's remorse. And that's where people start feeling bad about what they ate, how much they ate. They start beating themselves up for not exercising more self-control. A lot of times that's where people, you know, start feeling, they start hiding it, you know, people start becoming secretive in their patterns of eating. And I know I experienced that in my own life.
I was going to ask you, what patterns did you experience in your own life as an emotional eater?
Yeah. Patterns that I experienced in my own life were eating junk food and hiding the wrappers. So hiding candy bar wrappers or hiding cookie boxes, because I didn't want people to know I was eating that kind of food. And I feel like, especially if you've put on weight, then you become more self-conscious of the weight and you start projecting your thoughts on other people and that they're thinking, oh, you shouldn't be eating that. Like, you know, look at you. You should be not be eating that kind of food. You shouldn't be eating that much food. So it compounds that internal struggle with the cycle.
And this is a pattern. So this is a pattern that I know I've played a part in that pattern, definitely has played a part in my own, you know, emotional eating. So it's really good that you're talking about the patterns, because we can't change something we don't acknowledge that it's a pattern, because if we realize it's a pattern, then that's something we can work on.
Definitely. Awareness is what enables us to take empowered action. And, you know, you may be struggling through the same thing. You may be in the same place I was at early on in my journey. I know part of my journey was definitely based on triggers of high stress, but I was also in a place in my life where I was at a crossroads with multiple areas of my life, and they just were no longer in alignment with who I am as a person. And I wasn't ready to face the choices I needed to make in my life. So I was stuffing down those feelings and that fear with the food.
Yeah, I totally can relate to that. Can you tell us, like, you know, why is it important right now for you to share this message with women?
Well, in my work, I've met so many women who are going through or have gone through the same thing. And they always feel alone. They always feel alone. And that actually takes us to the last phase of the cycle, which is punishment. And women continually punish ourselves. You know, we don't know why we don't have enough willpower or self-control over food. And we feel bad that we're stuck and can't get out of it. And I was there. I mean, I was constantly judging myself, thinking, why didn't I have more self-control over food? And I felt like I may never be able to get unstuck from that. And if my body hand sent me the signals of pain, I might still be stuck there. I don't know. But I think women need to understand that they're not alone. That's really a key thing I want them to understand. And they don't have to feel ashamed and they don't have to keep judging themselves. And I want them to know there are things they can do about that.
Yeah. Even if there was hiding going on, even if there's the triggers going on, even no matter what the things that, even if you do feel alone, but that there, this is all part of the pattern unveiling, right? That you're talking about, and that it's, I not want to say that it's normal, but according to this pattern behavior, this is what happens, and you're helping women change that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, not only does emotional eating lead to weight gain, but it leads to so many other health issues if it gets out of control and you continue to gain weight because you're stuck in an emotional eating cycle. I mean, it leads to heart disease, diabetes, sleep apnea, high blood pressure. There's so many health issues, and these are all lifestyle diseases that we can reverse if we are educated and aware of them And we want to make that choice to make the change in our own lives.
So you said it's basically when it happens, when there's an emotional trigger that happens, what is it that you're doing differently in your life today that when there's a trigger that happens for you, what is the different thing that you're doing today?
Yeah, so the difference for me is that now I acknowledge that I'm being triggered, and I really take time to process my emotions and feelings and make a choice and decide how I'm going to respond to hunger and food, knowing that I'm now triggered and how I want to handle that. And it goes back to what we spoke about earlier. It's being mindful instead of mindless. And I think it's important to note that the triggers don't go away. There's always going to be triggers in our lives as we grow, as we age, as we learn and uncover new layers to ourselves. But it's okay to feel whatever we're feeling. It's okay to process that. So some of the actions I actually take now when I'm triggered are, first I decide if I'm hungry or not. That's a key thing. And we can talk more about that, but hunger and understanding that is key, the difference between emotional and physical hunger. But what I do is I decide if I'm hungry or not. Sometimes I go take a walk or I do something around the house. So I give myself time. Do I really need to eat, or am I just wanting to eat because I feel triggered right now? If I do need or want to eat, I make a choice that I need more nourishment right now because I am feeling triggered, and I'll take the time to prepare myself a healthy meal or a snack. Gives me time to process. Other times I acknowledge that I'm being triggered and I say, I understand I'm being triggered right now, but I want something indulgent right now. That's what I need. And I acknowledge it and I give myself permission to enjoy it. And then I move on. I don't beat myself up anymore or judge myself that I wanted something indulgent this time. But what that also leads to is more occurrences of making the choice of self-care rather than self-harm. Because that's what so much of the behavior is. It's just self-harm.
Yeah. And I love that how you ask yourself. I love that. Do I need it? Do I want it? Acknowledging that, yeah, I am triggered right now. And right now I do want to do it this way. But that you are consciously choosing, and through those choices, you're giving yourself permission to do what you're doing, and not from a place of beating yourself up.
Yes, and again, I'm making a mindful choice, not a mindless choice. That's the big key here is really bringing your mind in and being present with the decision and the choice.
Yeah. How can women use curiosity to help them find alternative ways, not to do emotional eating? How can they use, because you used the word curiosity. So courage and curiosity were the two words that you used. How can women use curiosity instead?
Yeah, so to me, the curiosity comes into play by one, listening to your body signals. And for me, that was pain in my body, but that's also how do foods make you feel when you eat them? Do they give you energy? Do they raise your vibration? Or do you feel, fatigue? Do you feel brain fog after you've eaten them? Because typically the foods we seek for comfort are the ones that might give us the immediate lift, but then we kind of come crashing down, and that's where we get tired later. We have brain fog. So how does a food make you feel? That's curiosity. And also curiosity is, what's triggering me right now? Taking a step back to process the emotion. You might want to keep an emotional journal when it comes to food. So how am I feeling when I want to eat? How is the food making me feel? Those are big ones. And then acknowledging if your feelings are bad and allowing yourself to have those feelings, not stuffing them down.
Yes, yes. These are important key points, especially right now. I think that's why I think it's so great that you are launching this show now, helping women to, you know, overcome this emotional eating piece and bringing awareness to some of the behaviors and patterns that we've had that we've been unconscious about, right? And so I think this is very timely, not just women, but men too, because men also, everybody has emotions. And, you know, it's like you said earlier, the food addiction is the hardest because I think it's legal. You know, it's like, we need it. It's, first of all, you know, we need it and it's legal and it's, you know, part of our everyday life.
Yes, exactly. And I do want to go back for a second because I did say I would share with people the difference between emotional hunger and physical hunger. And I think that's a key component of creating the awareness. And what I want people to know is that there is a distinct difference between emotional hunger and physical hunger. So emotional hunger comes on suddenly without warning. And it's typically brought on when you're seeking a particular comfort food. Physical hunger comes on more gradually and you feel lots of options are available to you. You're not kind of a tunnel vision on what you want. And then also the emotional eating is what typically brings on the feelings of guilt, powerlessness, and shame in some cases. Physical hunger does not bring on those types of negative feelings.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I'm glad you made that distinction. So we have just about 2 minutes left, Adrienne. Where do you want to send people to find out more information about you and then be time to close the show?
Sure. People can reach me. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, but you can go to my website at lifecanyon.com. And we are offering a couple free gifts today for people. So if you want to sign up, you can get a free ebook about the emotional eating cycle, as well as more information on the phases and how to combat that in your own life. And I'm also offering free 60-minute discovery sessions for anyone who would like just even to get some information and more awareness around their own journey if they're on a weight loss journey.
Yeah, wonderful. And then I want to remind everybody to tune in 2 weeks from now because Adrienne is always on, what is it, the first and the fourth, right?
The second and the fourth Fridays of the month. And yes, so I'll be back on January 22nd, and I'm planning to talk more about the impact of stress and anxiety on the body, which I think ties in very nicely with creating awareness, what we talked about today with emotional eating. And I'm excited to announce that we're going to be doing something very innovative and creative going forward, where we're going to offer a live studio audience and where we'll be able to have Q&As after the podcast coming up.
Great. So everybody can go check it out at CorneliaStephanieVIP.com and get your pass, put it on your calendar, and we're going to see you live in the studio audience. Adrienne, thank you so much for this wellspring of information for empowering women and men to, master the emotional eating component. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I look forward to seeing everyone next time.
Thank you for listening to Master Your Mindset for a Weight Loss Breakthrough. Tune in next time for more groundbreaking insights to help you shift your mindset so you can achieve your goals and feel amazing in your body. Adrienne is here to support and inspire you on your weight loss journey. You don't need to do this alone. For more information about Adrienne or to work with her personally, visit lifecanyon.com.